Happy to be with you here on another edition of Locals Only. And in just a couple minutes, we're going to send it over to Studio 2A, where I'm joined this week by Eric Schaefer and the other troublemakers. Ready to send it over to Studio 2A. I'm joined this week by Eric Schaefer and the other troublemakers. New CD to talk about and a whole lot more. So without further ado, live from Studio 2A, Eric Schaefer and the other troublemakers.
Standing in a station in Des Moines. Suitcase in my hand. North or south, just flip a coin. I'll ride any rail across this land. Eastbound New England at 5:23. I'll chase the sunrise, wash my hands in the sea. I've seen the tops of the Rocky Mountains, desert floor and all that lies in between open roads, honky tonks and shotgun shacks. I've seen the American dream. Have you ever seen a storm roll through the plains? Or a Sunday Tulsa rodeo? I walked on that red dirt in the footsteps of Tom Joe, headed west for the California coast. The stars in the desert, like angels on high, sleep right in the warmth of an Arizona night. I've seen the tops of the Rocky Mountains, desert floor and all that lies in between open roads, honky tonks and shotgun shacks. I've seen the American. Sitting in a bar in Baton Rouge, my new confidant and I. He said all I'm looking for these days is some honest work for some honest pay. I picked up his tab, I packed up my gear. They say Helena in heaven are the same this time of year. I've seen the tops of the Rocky Mountains, desert floor and all that lies between open roads, honky tonks and shotgun shacks. I've seen the American dream, this American. This American dream. This American.
All right. This next song. Say that it's about the whole thing about living well is the best revenge. These days I wake up smiling. I ain't smiling over you. You only
cross my mind. I got nothing else to do. You bet that I'd be going down in flames. Be alright if I don't ever hear your name again. Be just fine if I don't ever hear your name. Sometimes you gotta crawl, sometimes you get to fly. I'm doing fine, I'm doing fine. Don't call me on the phone, I probably won't be home. Hell, I might not be alone, never you mind. I'm doing fine. They said you wished me well, your wishes were well spent. When you walked out of my door, my troubles up and went. You bet I wouldn't make it on my own. Each morning brings another day, I don't feel alone. I wish that I could say I miss you, I just don't. I'm doing fine, I'm doing fine. Sometimes you gotta crawl, sometimes you get to fly. Hell, I might not be alone, never you mind. I'm doing fine. I think that it's fair to say I've moved on, I'm on my way. Don't forget those bad old days, just in case you're ever in a bind. I'm doing fine, long soul. Rocky Mountains might just rock down to the sea. My neighbor's dog might grab a fiddle, play a symphony. Anything is possible, that's true. Well, it's just as likely I'll be coming back to you. No, I don't think I'll be coming back to you. I'm doing fine, I'm doing fine. Sometimes you gotta crawl, sometimes you get to fly. I'm doing fine, I'm doing fine. Don't call me on the phone, I probably won't be home. Hell, I might not be alone, never you mind. I'm doing fine, I'm doing fine, I'm doing fine. Do one more, and then I guess we'll talk a little bit. So I write songs about people falling in love. I write songs about people falling out of love. Some songs about people who are whole, and some songs about people who are broken. This one's kind of the latter. Talk, the less we have to say. Like every day is Monday morning, empty like a Monday morning. I hold my tongue, keep the dogs at bay. But all we do is bark and bite. Might have had a bit too much last night.
lost my head. Said some things that shouldn't have been said, and now we both agree I should pack my bags and leave. Goodbye, good luck, Godspeed, Genevieve. Lying on the floor, our picture hanging on the wall from that boat under Niagara Falls. Morning light peeks out under the door. You alone in black and white, me I'm in the corner asking why. Why even fight? Everything's so simple when you're right, but now we both agree I should pack my bags and leave. Goodbye, good luck, Godspeed, Genevieve. Remember when I took your hand, I swore I'd never leave. I knew then, and I know now, I can't help but love you, Genevieve. Oh, Genevieve, like a moth drawn to the flame, I'm in and burned again. Goodbye, good luck, Godspeed, Genevieve. The more we talk, the less we have to say. Like every day is Monday morning, empty like a Monday morning.
Matt Milner, this is Locals Only, and I'm live in Studio 2A with Eric Schaefer and the other troublemakers. Everybody, thanks for coming down tonight.
Hey, thanks for having us.
So let's start off with introductions. We'll go around the room. Everybody can let us know who you are, what you're playing tonight.
Okay. My name's Eric Schaefer. I'm playing guitar, and I'm singing. On my left, Bjorgvin Benediktsson, the pride of Iceland.
I play bass.
She's playing bass.
Shecky. Bruce Halper, hi. I'm a drummer, singer. Good to be here.
Lonesome Lee was playing this thing, or trying to anyway.
And I'm Jay Parks. Play guitar, mandolin, miscellaneous rhythm instruments, and sing.
Terrific. Eric, how long have you been playing with this group?
The beginning of the group was about 2 years ago. 3 years ago.
I would say close to three.
3 years ago. It was started off with Jay and myself and a good friend of ours playing bass. And then the group sort of evolved, and Bruce came on board, and Lee came on board, and then we got a new bass player over here. And so we've been in this lineup for, I don't know, maybe 3 months, 4 months?
The songs that you're playing with this group, are these songs that you wrote in the last 2 years for this group, or a lot of these songs that you have been working on have had sort of floating around even predating this group?
The only one that's really been floating around for a while is that last one we did. And that's been floating around for a while, although I did rewrite it very recently, right before we recorded the CD, which is in the spring. So
okay.
If you had heard an earlier version of it, you might not recognize it. But,
So what was the impetus for getting this group together?
I had a couple of solo gigs booked. I had one down in Bisbee, and I had one up in here, and I just didn't feel like doing it alone. And Jay and I were friends, and we had played together some. And I said, "Oh, why don't you come do this with me?" And she we played, we sang some harmony, and then Troy Martin, who's a wonderful bass player and vocalist, he and I were playing in another band, and I said, oh, Troy, why don't you come play with us? And then we started doing these three-part harmonies.
And it's like, this is great. This is fun, yeah. And people like it.
Yeah, so we just kind of took off from there.
Yeah, so one thing that is always fun hearing a group come in this setting, you know, we're in a tight little room here. I love being able to be surrounded by everybody, and particularly when a group has nice harmonies like you all do. And you've got just about everybody's got a microphone in front of them tonight. So tell me about how this group goes about working on vocal arrangements and harmonies. How do you get that lovely, rich sound?
It's like making sausage. You don't want to watch it happening, but the end result's pretty good.
Oh, gosh. I was wondering what you were going to say. What?
Now, these guys are all – they're much better singers than I am. And Bruce has an ear for harmony. Lee has an ear for harmony. He understands all the theory behind it. And, mm-hmm. He'll say, okay, you sing this part, you sing this part, you sing this part. And Eric try to stay on key. And that's how we do it.
So the songs that you're writing for this group, do you find that the direction that they've taken is influenced in some way by the collective chemistry that you've stumbled upon with this group of players?
Oh, without a doubt, because I think our strong suit, the thing that we do well that you don't see everywhere at least, is all the harmony singing.
Yeah.
So if I'm sitting and writing something, I've got that in the back of my head, and let me write a chorus that works well with a three or four part harmony and something where we can put in the ooh, you know, in the background and all that stuff. And so I'll write to that.
Mm-hmm. And what happens once you bring those tracks to everybody? Does it become a kind of a collaborative process after that point?
Oh, no.
We've got a dictator over here.
No, everybody will kind of throw in something here and there, but ultimately, yeah. You know, I'll say that works or that doesn't work, and, you know, and then we move on.
He's got the power of veto.
There you go.
He's got the veto thing.
My dad used to say, this house is a democracy, and I have six votes.
Well, you know, when your name's in the band, I guess that's only fair, right? You know, you've got a really talented group of other players with you here. I'm curious for some of the other folks in the room, what attracted you to playing with Eric and Eric's songs?
He made me an offer I couldn't refuse.
I had pictures.
It was bribery. No, for me, it was the original music.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very catchy, they're beautiful, they're touching, and also learning a lot about playing better guitar and playing better mandolin, mm-hmm. learning from him and the people he surrounds himself with. And singing the harmonies is just feeds my soul.
And if I might add, seriously, this is my favorite kind of music to play. The singer-songwriter reminds me of growing up from the 70s, it was the best stuff, and it can be very dynamic with this kind of music.
Absolutely.
I just felt that there's more demand for bass players in this town. And I get to kind of learn to play bass in this band.
You're a natural.
Yeah.
And Lonesome Lee is an amazing picker. He's from Boston, and pleasure to have you.
Places. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I like Derek's stylings. I like the stuff. Excuse me. It's a little bit different. The progressions are a bit more circuitous. I like his use of imagery. And, I was attracted to it. I thought it was good stuff.
So you've been, since you got this group together, you've had regular gigs, and including one that's coming up this week. So tell me about that.
Yeah, so we've been regulars over at Monterey Court since we started, really. That was one of the first things that we did, Jay and I. Mm. And so we're there every third Wednesday of the month, and that's just an ongoing thing. So we'll be there this coming Wednesday. And
and will that be as the full band or as a duo?
That'll be all of us.
Great.
All of us there. Assuming I don't strangle anybody. Hi, Bruce.
He says, yeah, looking at Bruce.
Yeah.
Except for January.
We'll talk about that. Yeah, January is, but it, I'm sure all your listeners are familiar with the venue. It's a wonderful place. There's not a whole lot of venues around supporting local music like they are. You see, six nights a week, twice on Sunday. So
it's terrific. And anything else on the horizon that we want to mention while we have a live microphone in front of us?
Talk about the thing we just did.
He'll ask me about that. I will be playing on the 20th over at the Museum of Art.
Great.
With one of these guys. They have to be determined for the part of the fundraiser for the TKMA, for the Folks Festival.
Terrific.
So we'll be over there. And then we kind of lay low a little bit in December.
All right. Well, if people want to keep track of upcoming shows, what's the best way to follow you online?
www.theothertroublemakers.com, or you can go on Facebook, The Other Troublemakers, either way. We post everything there.
Perfect. We'll talk about the new album and a whole lot more during our next break, but let's get back into the music. Eric Schaefer and The Other Troublemakers here on Locals Only.
So this song has been... I played a lot since Election Day. And everybody who knows us has requested this song. I think I, like 60 million of my closest friends, woke up on Wednesday morning and said, well, I can't say what we said, I think, on the radio. But it made me think of this song, and we've been playing it regularly ever since then, and you'll get it. A little late and slightly underdressed. It took 30 years, but here I am, the overnight success. The ladies, they'll all love me. I can sing like both Brooks and Dunn. I won't get paid, but we'll have lots of fun. At least I picked the right day to not stop drinking. My, oh my, what could I have been thinking? I woke up, gave it up, thought I'd been hit by a truck. Had a breakfast beer, persevered. I'm back with Lady Luck. At least I picked the right day. I know I picked the right day. 'Cause the wagon left and I'm playing here tonight. Play a little lonesome. Dream ain't as easy as it seems. A karaoke superstar with little self-esteem. Lord knows I ain't bitter, but do love what I do. Even more when I've had a shot or two. At least I picked the right day to not stop drinking. My, oh my, what could I have been thinking? I woke up, I gave it up, I thought I'd been hit by a truck. Had a breakfast beer, persevered. I'm back with Lady Luck. At least I picked the right day. I know I picked the right day. 'Cause the wagon left and I'm playing here tonight. Play a little again, lonesome. Acapella for you.
but I have been thinking. I woke up, gave it up, thought I'd been hit by a truck. Had a breakfast beer, persevered. I'm back with Lady Luck. At least I picked the right day. I know I picked the right day, 'cause the wagon left and I'm playing here tonight. The wagon left, playing here tonight.
Bada boom.
Bada boom.
Bada bing.
Yeah, I'm gonna change it up a little. Gonna tune it up a little. We tune because we love you.
I'm not playing on this one. Oh yes, please.
So I wrote this song about a year and a half ago. Wrote it with my wife, who's a wonderful lyricist,
Carol Schaefer.
And it's about a drive we took from Bellingham down to Seattle. After having been in different places around the country for a couple of weeks' time and finally being back in one place at one time, and decided we liked that a lot better. Quiet in this house tonight. Cold walls and hollow floors. I listen for your footsteps echoing through distant doors. The mirrors still hold your reflection, but my heart has no direction when you are not here. Now I'm just passing time, watching grains of sand all fall in line, waiting for you to bring your light and fill these empty lines I've drawn. I wish I could make the clocks move faster when you're gone. I want to drive that interstate south of Bellingham, watch the Cascades kiss the sky. Those colors will cut like diamonds. I want to see them in your eyes. That highway is just a distraction. We'll ride out into the blue, just me and you. Now grains of sand all fall in line, waiting for you to bring your light and fill these empty lines I've drawn. I wish I could make the clocks move faster when you're gone. Solitaire instead of sleep, eating things I shouldn't eat, watching movies I've already seen, knowing what I really need, praying as I fall asleep, Godspeed your mercy back to me. And now I'm just passing
passing time. These grains of sand all fall in line, waiting for you to bring your light and fill these empty lines I've drawn. I wish I could make the clocks move faster when you're gone, when you're gone. I wish I could make the clocks move faster when you're gone. When you're gone, I wish I could make the clocks move faster.
Take a second to retune here and get my voice back. So this is actually the very first song I wrote when I moved to Tucson. It was 9 years ago. And I had never lived here. I had visited here a few times. I'd never lived here. But somehow, when I was driving up I-10, coming from the east, and I saw the silhouettes of the Tucson Mountains, you can see them as you get out around Vail. There was something about that just kind of called out home. Ready, boys? Up the night in this lonely motel room, a lot of miles to ride out, but you know I'll be home soon. After all my contemplation, hesitation, girl, you're my salvation, hallelujah. I'm on the road to Tucson and you. I'm gonna feel the heat through my boots. Feel so sweet. Feet my roots. Look count a million stars in the desert night. You and my life. I'll be right back. Tucson. Counting my posts in quarter time, I'm thinking of the sight, your silhouette against the western sky, as we're dancing slow tonight. Taking all considerations, expectations, imagination, hallelujah. I'm on the road to Tucson. I'm gonna feel the heat through my boots. Feel so sweet, feet my boots. In the desert night, you and my life, I'll be riding high. I'm on the road to Tucson with you. And if living together was just a little rough, living without you was twice as tough. This road isn't home. And home without you in my bed. Feel the heat through my boots. Feel so
stress, I'm almost home. I'm on the road to Tucson and
Matt Milner. This is Locals Only, and I'm live in Studio 2A with Eric Schaefer and the other Troublemakers. Everybody, thanks again for coming down tonight.
Oh, thank you so much for having us. This is great.
So as we teased up during the last break, we've got a brand new album that I'd love to hear a little bit about.
Okay. Started writing the songs for most of it about a year and a half ago. Did the recording in the spring. It's an EP. It's got 6 songs on it. Mm-hmm. They're all original songs. And they kind of run the gamut. We've played a lot of them tonight. And some of them are sad and slow, and some of them are big and happy, and kind of covered it all. Yeah.
So where'd you do the recording?
I did it a few places. I did it some over at Björkvin's studio. Mm-hmm. Give me a hand, yay!
The Icelandic Embassy Studios.
Icelandic Embassy Studios. Some of the tracks were recorded in my home studio, and some of the tracks were recorded in, I've got a friend who's a professional songwriter, engineer, producer, and we did them over at his place.
Excellent. And were you, going into the studio, was your goal to try to capture what this band sounds like live, or were you trying to create more of a studio artifact?
A lot of it, the vocals in particular, that's what we sound like.
Yeah.
The only thing that's really different in terms of in the recording is the instrumentation. I really wanted to have some kind of traditional country instrumentation in there. So Tim Gallagher played pedal steel, and Sandy Carter played some pedal steel. Uh-huh. And Alvin Blaine came in and played dobro, and it was amazing. And I've always wanted that, so I got it.
There you go. And if people are interested in finding the CD, is the website the best way to do that, or gigs?
We have them at all our gigs, and they're also available on the website. You can either download it, or you can order the actual hard copy.
Perfect. Now, you also had a notable gig this past weekend as well, right?
We did. We opened up for Mark Cohn of Walking in Memphis, Grammy fame.
Yeah.
Saturday night over at the Fox Theater. Uh-huh. And I didn't know how to react to how we were received. It was beyond any of the wildest expectations I had. It was wonderful, and I'd love to go back.
Yeah. how did you tackle playing in a room like that? Do you approach that any differently than you do Wednesday night at Monterey Court?
No, because the way we rehearse is we typically will rehearse without amplifiers. I mean, Björkvin will bring a tiny little amplifier, and Lee will either bring a very small amplifier or no amplifier, and I just play acoustic, and Jay just plays acoustic, and we don't use microphones. And it's very organic.
Yeah.
And so when we did that gig, it was actually just the three of us. It was Bruce and Lee and I. And we wanted to center it around the songs and the vocals, and that we just worked them, and it really felt pretty natural.
And, Eric, you mentioned during that last set as you were introducing Road to Tucson that you've been here for 9 years now. And where are you from originally?
Well, I was born in Brooklyn. I was raised in New Jersey. Some people may hear that a little bit when I speak.
Just a hint.
And then lived in Connecticut for about 20 years before we moved out here.
Do you find that any of those regional influences still sneak into your songwriting, or do you think you're writing as a desert rat now?
No, there's a lot of the Jersey thing going on there. I mean, that's what I listen to. I listen to Springsteen, listen to Southside Johnny, and that certainly shaped a lot of the lens through which I see music.
Yeah.
So it's there.
How, if at all, has your songwriting changed since moving to Tucson?
Oh, it's like night and day. I think when I first moved here, I was writing, but I really did not have a clue as to what I was doing. Hmm. And then just as time went on, I learned more and more, and I was very fortunate to have a couple of people mentor me, mm-hmm. who were just fabulous songwriters and very generous with their time and with their effort, and that and I just kind of feel like every time I write something new, at least in terms of the craft, it's a little better than the last thing I did.
So. Yeah. Well, that's the goal, right?
Yeah.
So as a reminder to everybody, on Wednesday night at Monterey Court, you can catch Eric Schaefer and the Other Troublemakers the third Wednesday of each month, including this upcoming Wednesday, and then also as part of a benefit show for the TKMA coming up on Sunday.
The 20th, yeah.
On the 20th, and that'll be over at the museum?
Museum of Art, yeah.
All right. So with that, once again, if you're looking for more information, you can head to theothertroublemakers.com.
Yes.
And also find them on Facebook for upcoming shows, information, and the like. We've got time for one more set of music here.
Good.
Great. Yeah. Thanks so much, Matt. You're so wonderful as a host. Thank you.
Well, it is truly a pleasure to have you all. It's been a lovely performance, and we've got time for a few more songs, so we'll leave our audience with that, and then we'll be back here on Locals Only next week, 8 to 10, with Orquesta Mendoza, and stick around from 10 to midnight tonight for The Hub with Bob Girth. But first, one more set from Eric Schaefer and the Other Troublemakers.
You close off, where do you go? I never seem to know. You're out somewhere so far away. Why don't you stay? Oh, the clouds are in your eyes. I won't give up and I won't fight. Darkness swallows you up whole. Where do you go? I know you never mean to say those awful things you do. Emily, all is forgiven. Emily, all is forgiven. Emily, come back to me. All is forgiven. When the dragons in your soul carry off your gold, ashes of your dreams grow cold. Where do you go? I know you never mean to say those awful things you do. Emily, all is forgiven. Emily, all is forgiven. Emily, come back to me. All is forgiven. Emily, rest your weary. Yeah, I can stay. Emily, all is forgiven. Emily, all is forgiven. Emily, all is forgiven.
So this next song I wrote back in July. Got to was fortunate enough to open up a show over at Monterey for Darden Smith, who's a pretty well-known, very, very good songwriter out of Austin, Texas. Got home from playing that gig feeling pretty good about everything, and then turned on the news that night and saw the news about the police officers getting shot in Dallas. And since then, it just doesn't stop. And given that and everything that's gone on and everything that's going on right now, I'll just offer this as a little bit of a prayer. Blood runs again in the streets of Dallas. Cries for peace, lost in the fight. Killers filled with so much malice. Claim tonight for an eye tonight. I can wash away these sins. Gospel choir sings amen. I feel amazing grace again. And maybe this time, love wins. Young men die. Parking lots and back streets. We choose sides and decide who's to blame. Facts collide, defended, repeated. You're right, I'm wrong. And on and on and on and on. And give me glory, hallelujah. Maybe we can wash away these sins. Gospel choir sings amen. I feel amazing grace again. And maybe this time, love wins. Love wins. Plug my TV for a while. Talk to my neighbor face to face. Hold my kids, keep them safe. That's where it all begins. Maybe tonight. Maybe tonight. Love wins. Maybe tonight. Love wins. We'll be right back. This is a brand new song. So brand new, the band hasn't learned it yet.
I'd like to say hi to my fan listening at home.
To have a microphone, usually don't get to be left by myself in the studio. I'm usually kept on the other side of this glass.
For good reason.
And now we know why.
Everybody's been so nice to us this evening, all the people that volunteer and work here.
Yes, and we want to thank you. Our old dog lies with his head on the floor. It's like he knows you're not coming back through that door. I'm wondering where it all went wrong on the other side of a love song. TV's on, got a drink in my hand, trying to make sense what I don't understand. I don't want to be where I don't belong, on the other side of a love song. The other side of a love song. That's where I'm gonna be. The other side of yesterday. I sure miss you and me. The promise of your kisses held me all night long. But it's cold and it's lonely on the other side of a love song. Won't apologize for loving you. I'll face the truth if we're through, we're through. But right now, I don't feel so strong. Other side of a love song. The other side of a love song. That's where I'm gonna be. The other side of yesterday. I sure miss you and me. The promise of your kisses held me all night long. But it's cold and it's lonely on the other side of a love song. If I dreamed you were coming back, would you come back? Could you come back if I move on without you? What I could do, what I should do. The promise of your kisses held me all night long. But it's cold and it's lonely on the other side of a love song. Side of a love song.
Circo México, aquí en Compostela.
Dos boletos.
Circo México.
Thanks for tuning in to Locals Only here on Radio Phoenix.